Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. So, Father, we bow down before you on such a long day of the year with the sun rising so early and clear this morning. We just see your beauty all around us, and we thank you, we praise you, and we thank you most for what we don't see, the spiritual reality which is not visible. That is the eternal aspect, and so we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for your word, the written word. We thank you for the Psalms, where we are right now in these Saturday mornings, and just such a variety of help for us. And so this one is totally different today than last week. And we thank you for the variety that we see in everything that you make and have. And we thank you for the variety in how you speak to us. And so may we listen to you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're in Psalm 101. And this one is a little different because we've been talking about Jesus reigns and all about him being the king and so forth. But today we have an action psalm. This is really a great checklist for your holiness. How much do you desire to live a holy life? So I'll read it and then we'll sing, Take Time to Be Holy. Holiness does not just happen in your life. You've got to attain it. In other words, you've got to do things that are congruent with what the position of holiness is. And as we read these eight verses, I think there's 12 things in here on the checklist. See how many of them you can pick up. I will sing of mercy and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praises. I will behave wisely in a perfect way. O, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know wickedness. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Early will I destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. So this is titled A Psalm of David. So this is still David, the writer here in this. And we see a total another side of him here. He's been praising the Lord and praising the Lord and praising the Lord. And now he starts to reflect on his holiness. How holy is he living? And I think this is really something that is really good for all of us. It's certainly good for me. So a checklist on holiness. So I thought we would start out with this old hymn, Take Time to Be Holy, because we don't take time to be holy, do we? Very much. In the busy world we have, we're doing, just think how you spend every day. Now you've got all the conveniences that have ever been invented since time began, all time savers, right? And yet most of us are busier than we've ever been. How many times a day do you take 5 minutes and just ponder about the Lord? Maybe ponder about your holiness, how you're living. I bet not too often, do we? Because we got all this stimulus. This is an instant stimuli culture we're in right now, you know. 20-second video. I want a 20-second video because I get the punchline right away. I don't have to wait around, you know. And that's where our kids are, unfortunately, too much, I think, too. But let's just sing this old hymn here. Take time to be holy. Speak oft with thy Lord, abide in him always, and feed on his word. make friends of God's children. This is just right out of this psalm almost. Help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing his blessings to seek. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Amen. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. Great advice. Abiding in Jesus like him thou shalt be, thy friends in thy conduct his likeness shall see. Again, holiness. Take time to be holy. Be calm in thy soul, each thought and each motive beneath his control. Thus led by his Spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shalt be fitted for service above. I thought it was a great commentary on this little psalm, and we've sung it before, and you are familiar with it, I think. So let's just rise and sing this together in one accord. Take time to be holy. So Psalm 101, verse 1, I will, there's nine I wills in here, nine I wills. I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praises. Isn't that awesome? We can sing of his mercy and his justice. Both of those words are so important there. A merciful God and a just God. Are you singing of that? Do you sing of that? Did you sing of that? And then I will sing praises. Praises for what he has done for us and is doing for us and will do for us, right? We praise him. We praise him. Now, he wants to live a holy life. I think that's what's behind this psalm. So the first thing we have here is singing. Singing, praising. Singing and praising of his mercy and justice. Verse 2, I will behave wisely in a blameless way. The word perfect is used here in verse 2 and verse 6. It doesn't mean sinless, but it means not behaving in a way where you've just got all kinds of sin sticking out of you every which direction, right? So you're behaving wisely. Do you behave wisely? I wish I could say I do, and all of these 12 points. Maybe there's two in here that you're going to be a little shaky on, or maybe if you're like me, you're going to be shaky in all of them. But there's room for improvement in all of these, for me anyway. I will behave wisely in a blameless way. Oh, when will you come to me? Do I really want the Lord in my heart? Do I really want the Lord guiding me? How many times are there, I've just assumed the Lord isn't seeing what I'm doing right now? Has that ever happened to you? Now, this one is a good one for all of us, I think. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Now, you go to the mall or wherever you go, you can't control the environment. You walk out the door and you hear people blaspheming the Lord, you hear him swearing, telling dirty jokes or whatever, you can't really control that. But you can control the environment in your own home. Are you making a complete difference from the world when you're in your own home? Or are you just taking the world in with you and you just keep listening to the same music you were listening at in the world and you're doing everything you were doing in the world? No, we're supposed to set our lives apart and we're supposed to set our hearts apart and we're supposed to set our homes apart. Are you allowing temptation into your home? Satan really likes to attack you in your home, particularly in your quiet times and so forth, but he can't. He can bother you, but he can't have you. You're his. So it should be a time where there's peace. It should be a time where there's joy. It should be a time where there's recovery from all the clamor and the noise out in the world. Is your home like that? It can be, but you got to work at it, I think. So how do you do it? Well, one way you do it is the very next verse. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. What do you see in your home that's wicked? Well, I can guarantee you, if you've got a television set or if you have a computer screen, you're going to see some wicked things if you don't really watch yourself, because there's wickedness all around it, isn't there? I mean, it's just pounding. I can't watch TV. I can't stand the commercials. The commercials have gotten so bold and loud and awful. I just can't even see them. I can't watch them. But I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. A good verse to paste on your screen or on your clicker or whatever you have. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. Or put another word there is worthless. I will set nothing worthless before my eyes. So that's something you can do or you cannot do. You have a choice over that. I hate the work of those who fall away. Now, you might look at that and say, oh, we're not supposed to hate people. You don't hate the person, but you hate the work they're doing if they are far from the Lord, right? So anytime you see all the world stuff going on, you shouldn't just, oh, well, yeah, that's not right, but it's, Now, true, you can't do much about it except to make sure you're not part of that. But here it says, I hate the work of those who are falling away. It shall not cling to me. That dirt that's out there won't cling to you unless you allow it to kind of get entry into you, and then you start to kind of play with it in your mind. But it says, it shall not cling to me. A perverse heart. What amount of time or is there ever a time in your day where you see the perversity in your heart? I mean, we all have it. It's there in the flesh. It's there. But is it going to gain control? Is the perversion going to gain control over the holiness? Perverse heart shall depart from me. So again, that implies you have some control over what your heart is, what's going on in your heart. And it's what you think and it's what you see, right? If you're putting filth into it, you're going to get filth out of it. And there's filth all around in the world, but not from the Lord. I will not know wickedness. Do you know wickedness? How do you know something? You take it in and you start to ponder on it and you start to let it work in your mind and you start to have it, watch it affect your behavior. And here the psalmist is saying, I will not know wickedness. Oh, what a checklist for holiness that is. Now, verse 5, whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. There's a terribleness about slander. That's saying bad things about people, basically, which are untrue. Oh, did you hear what so-and-so did? And it's all hearsay. You shouldn't even bring it up. And it's even true, you shouldn't bring it up. Unless you've got something good to say about somebody, don't say it. Well, we got to pray for him. You know, he's on his 13th marriage, and, you know, he's cheating on his wife. Now, I won't mention who it is, but he lives on Elm Street, 301 North Elm Street. Now, that may not be totally slander if he's really doing what you're saying, But really, the secret slander means basically it's rumors. It's innuendos, it's saying things or making the assumption that you're coming against your neighbor, slandering your neighbor, him I will destroy. So David says, I'm not going to put up with it. I'm not going to be a part of that. Here's the pride coming in. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. So he's going to keep himself, kind of just keep himself away from the overly prideful, the haughty looks and the proud heart. He's not going to have a part of that either. I mean, you take all these things out of life, what do you got left, right? Almost here. But no, we want to be aware of that. And then the next one on the list, verse 6, my eyes shall be on the faithful of the land. Not the unfaithful, the faithful. Before it was keep your eyes off of the other things, but here it's keep them on the faithful of the land that they may dwell with me. I want to be with those people. I think you need to have godly people in your life. Can you name at least one person in your life who corrects you spiritually when you need it? If you have that person or persons in your life, those are so valuable, aren't they? Because most of us want to say good things to one another, right? And it takes a lot of real love to be able to correct somebody spiritually, but I think we need to do that in a loving way. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land that they may dwell with me. Godly people in your life that you respect and pay attention to because of their godliness, because they're taking their wisdom out of here, and you need to hear it if you need to hear it, and we all need to hear it, don't we? He walks in a perfect way. So he walks in a blameless way. We're not talking about sinlessness here. We're talking about blamelessness. He who walks in a blameless way, he shall serve me. That's who I want around me. When you bring home a rotten apple, you want to get it out of the group, don't you? Or they all turn rotten. So if you've got rottenness in spiritual rottenness within your close circle, you're going to pick up some of that rottenness in a way. He shall serve me. And then verse 7, he who works deceit. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. Is there any deceit in your house? Are there any deceitful people in your house? It's not a good thing here. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. And then goes on the same similar thing. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. So if you're living with a habitual liar, that's not a good one to have in the house, is it? It's not a good influence. Habitual liar, they lie about everything, and they don't even aware they're lying. We see some of the politicians, all they ever say is a lie, right? It's never all true. Well, you don't want to be having them in your presence continually. And then verse 8, early will I destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off the evildoers from the city of the Lord. Now, what does that mean? Well, that early really can be translated every morning. Early every morning. That means what? Every day you start out. Every day you start out with the idea of abhorring evil, of avoiding evil, of avoiding this wickedness stuff. You got to be started out in the right way, not started out with mud in your mouth. You got to be started out with staying away from the wickedness, praying for it, against it, and maybe praying for the wicked people for sure, but not for the wickedness. You want to destroy it early every morning. I will destroy all, that's a lot, all the wicked of the land. Now, you can't control them, but you control what's coming into you. Now, if you're starting out with Spirit, fill me today, give me the power to do what you have for me to do, and I just want to listen to you today, and my desire is to do your will this entire day. This is a special day. This is June 24 today, for example. I want to do your special will today, right? And I don't want to start out watching a bunch of wicked stuff. Stay away from the morning news. There isn't any good news out there. I mean, talking about the traditional news. It's not news. It's bads. It's old. it's everything as bad as happened, all the murders and the rapes and all of the stuff. But this says, early every morning I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off the evildoers from the city of the Lord. I don't want to complicate my time with the Lord to all this wicked thoughts and stuff coming in of things I've seen, read, or watched, right? Be careful what comes into your eye gate. Be careful what comes into your ear gate. Now, we want to have our ears sensitive to hear him, but to avoid hearing the sounds that are not of him, right? And same with the sight. We don't want to be looking at the wicked. We want to be looking at the holy, right? So this is a great checklist, I think, for our holiness. So spend some time with this as it would relate to you. And this is just a great one, I think, from as a Psalm of David here. And he was a God after man's own heart, wasn't he? Not that he was sinless. He was a sinner like the rest of us. But he loved the Lord, and he's checking his holiness here, I think, is a beautiful thing. Father, we thank you for Psalm 101, these 8 verses of things to check. And Lord, we do want to be like you, and you are holy. And you have told us in your word, be holy, for I am holy, meaning not that we can do it in our own, but because of your holiness, created in your image and filled with your spirit, and you are making us more like you, meaning that you are making us more and more holy. And on that day, you will have every single one of your children to a holy position, Lord. So how we thank you for that, and how we look forward to cooperating with you in our own holiness and what you're trying to do in our hearts and the changes that we need to make. So guide us now. And you've given us the power of prayer to pray in one accord as led by the Spirit. So may we be led this morning. And just I thank you for each one here. Precious, precious brothers and sisters, all can be in one accord by being led by your Spirit. So lead us now, and may this prayer time be used as you would see fit, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for meeting us here this morning. We thank you for the practicalness of this psalm. And Lord, we are without excuse, really. We know the difference between good and evil. We know you've told us to abhor evil. We know you've told us to return evil with good. We know what that is. Help us to do what your Spirit inside of us prompts us to, Lord. If we just do what you prompt us to do, that is most of what you want us to do. And so, Lord, thank you for the preciousness of each one comes each week here, and to hear from you and to be closer to you, knowing that if we're close to your word, then we have access to your defenses. But if we draw away from you, then there is no real coverage by you, just as we can see with this nation. As this nation withdraws from you, our protection leaves, your protecting us leaves. And we are vulnerable to the other side. And so the battle goes on. But yet you have equipped us. And we know we have the Spirit in us, as every believer has had since the day of Pentecost. And so it's not that we are ignorant and we don't know what to do. We know what to do. We just, too often, I don't do it. I don't do what I know to be done. You said, come out from among them. And that's what we are to do. And so help us. So as we close with this song, it's just a little praise song in a way, but Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. It is you, Lord, who came to save the heart and soul of every man. It is you, Lord, who knows my weakness, who gives me strength with thine own hand. Lead me on, Lord, from temptation. Purify me from within. Fill my heart with your Holy Spirit. Take away all. So let's rise and sing this song together, if we may. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Lord, please.
sanctuary.